Well, Jessie came in the house and she was so excited. Mama, Mama, you'll never guess what I found. Well, Jessie, what did you find? And she held it up and it was a little purse. And Jessie said, oh, isn't it the cutest little purse? And it's, well, but Jessie, where did you find it? Oh, I was out and I was walking along and I looked down and there it was. And Mama said, well, is there any money inside of it? Yes, there is. She was all excited. So Mama took the purse and she counted and there was $4 inside. And this story happened a long, long time ago. So I figure it's probably equivalent to at least $50 now. And Jessie was just so excited. You think you would be excited to find a purse with some money in it? Yeah, so she was all excited, but Mama said, but you know what, Jessie? It's very possible. Maybe there's some lady who was on her way to the grocery store, and this is all the money she had to do all of her shopping to take care of her family. But Jessie said, but what about finders keepers? And Mom said, well, you know, sometimes maybe some little games you and your friends play, you know, finders keepers is an okay thing, but not when it's something like this. How do you think that lady might feel if she's looking all over and she can't find her purse and her money because you have it? So really, Jessie, the right thing to do is to take this down to the police station, go down the road to the police station and give it to them. And then if nobody comes and claims it, then it will be yours. Jessie thought about it for a minute, and she was a little disappointed not to keep that cute little purse with the money inside, but she thought more, and she thought, that would be what Jesus would want me to do, isn't it? And so she decided, okay, Mama, I'm going to take this down to the police station. So she got that purse, and she started going as fast as she could, and she ran into her friend Marjorie. Marjorie's, Jessie, why are you in such a hurry? And so Jessie told her the story, and she said, is there any money in it? And Jessie said, yes. And she said, well, then you're going the opposite direction. The candy store's that way. And Jessie said, no, the right thing that Jesus wants me to do is to take this down to the police station. So she took it to the police station, and the police officer, he got a big smile on his face, and he told her he was sure she was the most honest girl in town, and he wrote down her name and address and the contents of the things that was in that little purse, and then Jessie went home. Well, that evening, there was a knock on the door. And Jessie went and she opened up the door and there was the pastor's wife. And the pastor's wife was one of her very best friends. So she was happy to see her. And then she looked at the pastor's wife's hand. And what do you think was in her hand? What do you think might have been there in the pastor's wife's hand? The money. It was the purse. Jessie recognized that purse. And the pastor's wife said, oh, Jessie, I want to give you a little something. And Jessie said, oh, no. I don't need any money or anything for taking that and taking it down to the police station. And I'm glad that you found your purse and that you could go and do your shopping and things. And so the pastor's wife stayed for a little bit and visited. And then when she left, Jessie looked at her mom and she said, oh, Mama. Can you imagine if I had gone to church with that little purse? And it was the pastor's wife's purse, and she would see me with it. Oh, I am so glad that I did the right thing and took that down to the police station. And she kept that lesson with her whole life, that it always pays to do the right thing, doesn't it?